Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so the plan, Bez Hashem, is we're going to finish today. Today we're going to do Packet Ches of Schiris for Kavlonis, and tomorrow we'll continue with that, Bez Hashem, and do Chumash. And then on Sunday we do Packet Tes of Schiris for Kavlonis, and then Monday we start Chazar. Okay, so that's the Bez Hashem. Okay, so let's take a look at Packet Ches and Schiris for Kavlonis. Page 4. Okay, you'll help me out here. Okay. Tshuva odos mechiras ha orandis the hagutter lanochvi b'shabes lasos mehem malacha. So what are these things? So if you look in the Ginzei HaMelech, and he discusses the on page 13, he says the order is called Lushonenu Bate Malon Chayotze Behem. So Bate Malon, or Malon amount in Hebrew, is a hotel. So here, what exactly, we'll have to see what it's referring to. So it was, how do you understand? Lasas behem malacha. So what is he doing? He's renting out to a guy a place where the guy could stay for Shabbos and do what he needs to do. I don't know, it's like a, it could be like a house of sorts. A house with some grass grass, and he has his animals and his things and whatever he needs to do on this, in this location. It's the Jew's place, but now he's renting it out to a guy for Shabbos, and the guy could go there and do whatever he needs to do. And so let's see what it says. Dalacha Yedid on page 5. Shemi Olam Lo Ala Libi Lahaten Negem Mefurish B'Shulchan Aruch Hashas LeIsum Neimar Zayin. Whereas Chora, there should be an issur. If you rent out, something to a guy, so everyone's going to realize that's your house. And now look what's happening. You people are plowing the grass, and they're doing all these things. And so it's a marasayim. So what are you going to tell me? I had to be named kadesha lo yodol ide issur mitoch shabol al mamono. He says he never was making on these things because it's all Mar Sinai. But he says, Achzelo Kobir, Kashanitan, Achers La Yudim. Shavus b'chol mekom sheyirtzav rabu sochrei hagoter harbe konu goter v'hagodel chol shavus v'seinu harabim. He says that a lot of people would be makel of this. They would have these, I don't know what you call them, like country homes or something like that, and the goyim would rent it out, the Jewish place, and then they would do all these malachas on Shabbos. The guy would do it. And it's a big marasayan. Afal pi came manati as asmi hatir limkor luhaskil and ochri. Hasha shamati shibigol lavov, hutar hadover. But then he heard that in Lavov, right in Galicia, they were makel. Al gedeg dole ador. Meir isi hetem Apparently, a lot of gedolim were mekel and they weren't choshish from our sign. Vachrei roi ki yotza adover b'hetav gedol ha'ador v'nogim kem kemah b'chol minoseinu samachti gamoni al zeh mitnei atam shekosav Mordechai chem pasachti lahatir al dey mechira o schiris al pishtar kasher atik lecha. So he says, so let's try to understand what's going on. So he wants to understand what's going on. So next paragraph. That you can't sell certain types of kutach like Rabbi Yagmas once, like a type of yogurt or something like that. You can't sell it 30 days before Pesach. Because everyone knows that's your yogurt. And people will think that you sold it. So if you sell it close to Pesach, and the guy's going to have it in his possession on Pesach, people are going to say, oh, he sold it to him on Pesach. And he did an Aveira. And apparently there was chametz in these things. So you see from that Gemara that even if you sell something to a guy before Pesach and he's going to use it on Pesach, it's still an Indian of Marasayim. So too, the same thing should be by Shabbos. If everyone knows this is my house, and I'm going to sell it to a guy before Shabbos and buy it back after Shabbos, and then during Shabbos he's going to use it and do everything he wants. So people are going to think that it's he's working for me. They're not going to realize that we did a mechira. Chorot is a marasai. Agam shabatzinu shecham pliga Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseira. Even though Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseira is one opinion. Chacham argue and say you could sell the kutach before Pesach. They just thought that there's no marasayin there; they weren't being choshed. But if there's mamish marasayin, then everyone would agree. So it must be that the heter is that if there's a hefsed, even when there's marasayin, we could trump the marasayin with the heter of hefsed. So he says, so he thinks we can find the heter based on the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Dalet. The lesson of Gemara by Rabbi Rabbi Hidbik Pas V'Tanor. In other words, if a person put dough in the oven before Shabbos, right? And if you keep it there on Shabbos... No, I'm sorry, on Shabbos. He put the dough in the oven on Shabbos. So if you keep it there too long, it's going to bake into bread, and then you chayiv mishum ofe. So are you allowed to take it out before it bakes? Because to take out the dough from the oven... is also asr. It's only in this derabbanan. So you allowed to peel it off, so you shouldn't violate an issur deraisa. But you put it in on Shabbos. So if you if it stays there too long, you violate a deraisa. If you peel it out, you might violate a derabanan, but it'll save you from violating a deraisa. So are you allowed to do an issur kal to save yourself from violating an issur chamor? So he says, if he put a pas, meaning he put dough, in the oven on Shabbos, are we going to let him take it out before he gets to a chiv chatas or lo? Hitiru. Amalei Rav Acha bar Abai hechidami ilim shogeg lo itkar v'man hitiru. I love the hadza v'itkar mim chayim. V'atanan kol chayim v'chatas edim chayim v'ashetet hosim shkogav sofu shkogav. I love amazing. So what was it? Shogeg mezid, the Gemara is trying to figure it out. So the Gemara says, Amarashi says, all of amazing. He put it out of amazing. The Eimer Kodem Shoyevu Lidei Yisuskila. And that's the question. Are we going to let you take it out before you get to an Yisuskila? So the Gemara says, because of Rashba, Zel Shom, Hadam Rinan, Rabbeinu Tam, Hadam Rinan Perk, Makom of Arvin, Nichale Chavel, Ever Isura Kalila, Velo Ever Amar Isura Rabba. So the question is, in other words, the Amoritz might take and eat from the fruit without being mafresh. So could you be mafresh for him? But when you're going to be mafresh, normally when you're mafresh from one thing on the other, it has to be touching each other. I can't say the fruit in this building is a trumas and maisis on the fruit over there. It has to be touching. Midrabanan. But maybe you could violate a drabanan. So the Amoritz shouldn't eat it without hafrasha. Even though you're doing not 100% proper hafrasha, because you're not doing it min hamukaf, it's called. The one thing that you're mafish on another is not touching each other, it's not samuch. But, so maybe that should be okay. That it's nichalei l'chavet l'mebet yisura kalila v'lo levet Amoritz yisura rabba. So l'chor from here, so how come you don't see over there from that halacha that you could take the dough out? Just like we permit that you should do a hafrasha shalom and hamukaf, so then the Amoritz won't eat without hafrasha, because shalom and hamukaf is a lenient isser. It's not the biggest isser in the world. That you mafish from one thing to the other, and A and B weren't touching. So why don't the Gemara and Shabbos learn from there that you should be able to peel it out? The answer is because peeling it, here the Amoritz didn't do anything yet. You're preemptive that he's to make sure that he doesn't do it. But here, the issur was done already. Here the issur was done. He put it in already. So then that's not so simple that you're allowed to that we should be makel. Maybe we could be makel. Amoritz didn't do anything wrong yet. Here, you did something wrong. We're not necessarily going to let you undo it. So that's what he writes over here on page 6. Imkein hare kidei shalo is aveid iser godol al yodom mutolo lasos iser acher. In other words, the chaver could be mafresh shalom and amukov. You know, So the Amoritz shouldn't eat without being mafish. But there, you can do an issur kal. The Amoritz didn't do anything wrong yet. But here, the guy put the dough in the oven already. So maybe we don't let you just undo it. Even though, because it's an issur kal. Even an issur kal, you don't. So it says, Imkeim, you don't need done vada yesh locho she'im yilo yimkor she'yavu ha-machzik ha-gut o mishartov lidei yisur deraisa. So what are we afraid of? That if we're not going to let you sell it, sell your that summer home or whatever it is. To when this is the Raisa. So here also, if you sell it, the point is, if you could avoid the Isser from starting in the beginning, even though you're going to violate an Isser Kal, that's better than a situation where you're going to do a Mamash and Isser later on. So if he's not going to sell the property to the guy before Shabbos, so what might he do? What might he do on Shabbos? What might he do on Shabbos then? He might do some till Shabbos. So that's the idea. In other words, I'm trying to understand. How would you understand? What do you think Chazal were afraid of if he doesn't make the mecher before Shabbos? Then what's the Israel going to do? He's going to hire workers on Shabbos in this area, and he'll help along with the work, and they'll violate the Daraisa. This way, he can get the money of selling it, and it's only a Marisayan issue. I guess if you look in the Shtar, there was a grinder, a plow, and they would grind. They would do a lot of types of, so if you sell it, so the guy's going to pay you for Shabbos, but he's doing everything. It's his thing. He's not doing it for you. So you're making money that the guy has bought your thing for Shabbos and he's going to do all his malacha on your premises. But if you don't sell it, so you're going to want to make money also. So what if you do? You'll have a guy working for you. And then you might help out in the working. And you can violate a real Isser. So therefore, even though it could be a Shaila of Marisayan, this is what he's saying, that you're selling your property to a guy to that he can do whatever he wants on your property on Shabbos. And it might look at Marisayan, because everyone knows that's your property. And people are thinking he's working for you, which he's not. Better do a violate a Marisayan, because if not, you might violate a real Isser. You might have just a guy. You might just hire a guy to do things for you on Shabbos and to make money, and you might help along to the guy when he's running the mill and things like that. So the same thing, just like by the chaver. In other words, he doesn't want the guy to eat. Without being mafish, so he's mafish, but from afar, you know, social distance, mafish. Social distance. It's mafish, social distance. He's saying, the fruit in my house is going to be a frosh on your fruit, a mile away. That's not minamukov, it's not somuk, you're not supposed to do that. That's supposed to be hafrasha, social distance. Hafrasha is one thing next to the other. It can be mafish from my tomato on your tomato, but the tomatoes are touching. It's a social distance because it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to go there. But I don't want. I know the goy is the amaretz is going to eat without being mafish, so I'll help him that he wouldn't. So the same thing over here. There's a nisr bar sign. If you sell your house for Shabbos, it's a nisr bar sign. And he's going to do everything he wants. You're going to sell it. Let him use my house as Shabbos. He can make whatever money he wants. He can, you know, he'll buy it. He'll do things at Shabbos. But it's a marasayan, even though you're selling it. But everyone knows it's my house. So people are not going to realize it was sold. People will just think he's working for me. So he says that, and it'll come to something more chomer. So you could be preemptive. Preemptive by doing a mechir beforehand, before anything goes wrong, because roas hanolad, because you know that if you don't do this, something worse could happen. So even though it's marasayin, we'll let you violate the nisim marasayin to prevent something more chomer. That's on page 6. And that's what he writes. He says, "The name of the Ani is Daita." Page 6, Daib is al Hater. So, Tuchal Hater, Srikasecha, Sheh Safta, etc. And then he gives you a copy of the Shtar. You know, look at the Shtar, what it says. Ani chosumata macharti o skarti hagut. Ploni or dirty ploni, by kach v'kach l'shana la'arel ploni, im kol azchu yeshayishli bagut her chayim, the grinder called zchu yeshayishli bagut. In other words, I have this summer home, and I have a plow on the summer home, and I have washing, you know, I have grinders, and I have all this thing, and I'm selling it to the guy for. For a certain amount, and all the animals he could work with, and all the kalim. And he's gonna work on Travis. So he says, even though it's a marasayan, but if you. So the guy's going to want to make money out of this property anyway. So either you let him sell it, and sign, or let him. But if you don't let him, what is he going to do? He's going to keep it, and then he'll hire his own workers. And then it'll be a real issue. Wow. So that's what the Divrei Chaim says. Yeah, let's see here on page 14 in the. He says on page 13, Osir Dalit. Kedai lahavi mashkosa b'shut divrei chaim and again your name is Shadan Sham Barucha Hamchiras Undres Veguter Lenochri v'Shabbos Lasos b'Malacha v'Chabdam Sham Shemiolam Loala says first I never thought I would be making on such a thing. But then he says that the people seemingly are making, and then he quotes that Gemara here from Shabbos on page 14. The mutalavar alisa kach v'shalivu deli yisuchomer. The word Shabbos hidbik pas patonar. Chazir Shemutu L'chaver Litrom Shalom and Amukav Shalom L'avor Amar Siyaser Chomer. And there it's only Chashash. I mean, Mishum Chashash Shalom L'avor Bitzu Chomer Osim Yisakal. Im Kei Menedon Nidan Vada Yesh Lachosh Im Lo Yimkor Shayavu Amachzik Haguro Mashar Sabli Yisar Doraisa. Because what will happen is, if he doesn't sell it, he's going to keep it, and then he's going to hire workers, and then he's going to help the workers out, and he'll do Isser Daraisa. And then he says, V'yesh l'tzayim asher hevi hagon ha-marsham, the bottom of page 14 on the left corner. The Marsham in the Sefer Das Torah. I didn't say for Achaim. He's quoting from the Sefer Achaim, that's from Rav Shlomo Kluger. The Bezman is that the Fursham Shoshim Shtar Mechir Eitzel Rabbanim have like this Parshim to Shari. He says people do Shtar Mechir, so everyone knows that it seemingly it's Mutter. Visa Hitir Meleches Frabikim Bate Haroshas. That you could have a factory working on Shabbos. Bekablonis. Even though everyone knows it's your factory, so it's a marasayin. But if we don't let him, and then he says the shalom meishiv. He says that maybe one heter is, as Shaul Meisher says, if you have a star, that makes it a pirsum that there was a mechira. And then once everyone knows there was a mechira, then there's no marasayim. So the Divrei Chaim is matir because he's afraid if you don't let them do the Shtar Mechira, they're going to do worse things. But it's mashma, the Divrei Chaim is only matir if they potentially could do worse things. So that's... That's the Sholem. So the Sholem Meshiv says that you should have to do it with a star to make a piercing, and then maybe that takes away the marasayim. But he says you should also only do that if it's Makom Hefsed. And then he writes here, and then we said that the Taz holds, that the Shulchan Aruch Harav holds, that there's no marasayim, but the Divrei Chaim's word is that we have to be preemptive. We have to think out of the box. And if we know what will happen if we don't let it, so we have to be mako, and even though Chorah, to sell it just for Shabbos, it'll be marasayim. So the Divrei Chaim says, okay, there is marasayim, but if you don't let him sell it, believe me, he's still going to want to use his property to make money on Shabbos, so he'll hire his own guy, and they'll do a lot of malacha, and the guy will do the malacha, but he'll help along, and he'll end up violating an issur d'oraisa. Whereas if he just gives it to the guy will do everything, and the guy will make his own money, and you'll be in shul the whole day. You know, you won't be doing anything. So even though you'll be violating the marasayim, but it's less of a chomer thing. Hey, what can I tell you? It's not pashut. Okay. And then he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah even. I told you, Shechtel said that the Rav, I think, of Soloveitchik didn't like all these Mechira things. But you see that the only Achronim were had coolers on these. I don't know, but it's, all these things are very shaky. It's better, you know, better not to have this situation where you have to, you're basically you're running a business on Shabbos with a guy, you know, with the Shmachira. But it's not a new thing. This thing existed, you know. Then he says, after Mishnah Berurah, page 18, Mukhuch the Sfir Le, the Mechira Gabke Mu Elis Osalik Iker HaIsser Medina. He says, he quotes in the Mishnah Berurah in different places. So, you do Mechira, there's Mutta Medina, but then it's the only Shai of Mar Sain, so then you have some Meruba, is the Svar of the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and then you have the Divrei Chaim's Kula that we let you do an Issa Kal that you shouldn't violate an Issa Chomer. Wow. Still a chiddush. So then he wants to say, well, and what's pshat in the Chasam Sofer? The Chasam Sofer we started originally says Bechira, you should only do Bechira if there's no Marasayim. That was the first thing. He said only Dover Talish. Remember that Chasam Sofer that we saw in the Hagos of the Shulchan Aruch? But then in the Tshuva he says otherwise. So he says Yishuv Stiras HaChasam Sofer, page 18, the bottom. Hav Shehitir Al Dei Kablanos Vehefsin Meruba. But in Hagos of Shulchan Aruch, he says Mechir is Aser on if it's going to be Marasayin. Amor Yishlom Aderech Acheres Liyashiv Direi Chasam Masha Hikshinu Nirin, because the Chor the Chasam Sofer is Soser himself. Because in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chasam Sofer writes that you can only allow it if it's a Dover Tolish, so no one's going to know whose it is. But here he's permitting it even if there is Marasayim. Because the daf he can also be a dinner. So also be dinner. Mishum the nochvi also daite nashe. Vaday also makom say the ruba. So it depends whether it's going to be also be dinner or not. Or it's just Marasayim. The Hagos, my oldest Mechir Barama, you see. Because that shop is really the also off the Hefs in Aruba, because that's also Medina. Also Medina, we should not be also the. So take a look here, page 16. He said, first he says like this, maybe we can make a distinction between the Shtar Mechira of Shabbos and the Shtar Mechira of Chametz. He's not mukhra b'leif shalom. So it depends whether it's a real mechir or not. So the chametz, maybe the guy can't even afford the chametz. Probably willing is makfit to get a very wealthy guy. But when the etzem mechir is good, it's just a question of marasayim, so then that's different than when the mechir itself is a question, whether the whole thing is meaningful or not. But that's the yisod that we saw today of the Divrei Chaim. Till now we had these ideas that if something is makom hefsed, we could be mater marasayim. But here we're saying not all it's makom hefsed, it's that we know the reality is that you're going to do the other alternative. As we don't say, oh, if we don't let you do it, you're going to be a tzaddik and just stay home and not and learn the daf yomi. You have this property. You want the property to make money for you on Shabbos. So either you sell it to a guy and let him do it, and you're not doing anything, or if you don't let that, then you're going to hire your own guy, and he's going to do malach, and you're going to help him out. You might end up doing a nisa deraisa. So better let him sell the whole thing to a guy, even and let the guy do any malach he wants, and he'll pay you for the usage of this property, and you'll make money. But at least you won't violate a nisa deraisa, even though you might have violated a nisa of marasayim. Because if we don't let you do it, you might come to hire your own guy, not to sell it, but to hire a guy, and let the guy work for you, and you'll to get money for that, and then you might help him along in the malacha. That could be much worse of an issa. That's the Divrei Chaim. Okay, I'm going to say. So tomorrow we'll continue with the next packet, Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. Then Monday we'll do this.
Sunday's here all week, right?
Well, yeah. All week. Tomorrow's the last day. Tomorrow's Thursday. Sunday.
For the rest of the semester, right?
No. I mean, then we could do start Chazara on Monday.
Oh, wow. Semester's over, bro.
Okay, Rav Yosef Katan, good morning. Shai Yonder, good morning. Daniel Albert, good morning. Elon Sasson, good morning. And Michael Belolo, good morning. Akiva Poppers, good morning. And Benji Aberman, good morning. Aaron Noller, good morning. Solomon, good morning. Ravi Shesabo, good morning. Ferrari, good morning. Akiva Poppers. And Moshe Carroll, good morning. And Ferrari. And Jacob Silberger, good morning. And Ari Mandel Bloom, good morning. And Avigdor Felder, good morning. And Avigdor Katani, Lance Asson, Ezra Hagley, Harry Nola, Akiva Poppers, Daniel Albert, good morning. Ref Ferrari, Marsha Carroll, good morning. Yosef Katan, Jacob Silberger, Ari Mandel Bloom, and Avigdor Felder. Okay, good to see you all. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. B'siyata Nishmaya, should be Matzliach. Kol Tov.